We had Sam Mays on the ground in Norman, Oklahoma, checking in on all the shows, giving us updates. Well, we've kind of taken that concept now because Kyler Murray's in town visiting with the Cardinals. You don't know this about Luke Lipinski, but he's quite the sleuth.
Murray Mania. We're keeping up with the latest Kyler Murray news ahead of the 2019 NFL Draft. Murray Mania.
Luke, since hockey season's over for the Coyotes, we figured we'd just give you something else on your plate and go on Kyler Murray watch. What have you seen in your pursuits today out there, Luke?
Well, I got to say, it's been pretty strange. I got here, I thought I was getting here really early, but somehow Josh Rosen was even before me to the Cardinals training facility, and he had put up one of those, you must be this tall to enter the training facility signs you see at the fair. So, I mean, if that's not leadership, I don't know what is. But, once Kyler got here, they ran him through what they called the Josh Rosen experience. And they ran him through some drills like we saw last year that Rosen had where the defensive line could just rush him with no offensive line. He threw to some of the tackling dummies that didn't have arms so they couldn't catch. And then to see how he would interact with David Johnson, he would just hand off to him and run the ball right up the middle. So that was the Josh Rosen experience. But then they switched it over for this year, and what they did is they would feed Kyler Murray plays while he had to stare directly into Cliff Kingsbury's eyes and see if he could stay focused. He did a pretty good job. Did better than most people would have done, I think.
That's funny.
Oh, that you must be this tall to enter sign, was it exactly 5 feet, 11 inches tall?
I think it was more like 6'3", because Rosen kind of got in there and fudged it a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like at Disney when you're like not tall enough to go on the roller coaster and you get up on your tippy toes and you hope the top of your head hits the bar.
Yep, that's exactly what it was.
Nice. That's good.
What else have you seen, Luke?
Well, I got to say, I mean, I first of all, just to keep my disguise, I've been dressed like Mike McCoy so nobody will pay any attention to me, and it's been working pretty well, but I've been hiding in these bushes for most of the day, and the strangest thing, the weirdest thing, is that I looked over.
The weirdest!
And I'm pretty convinced John Gruden's in the bushes next to me watching all this, too. So I thought that was a little bit awkward, but the part of the day that was surprising to me is when they had him meet with Larry Fitzgerald, and for whatever reason, Robert Sarver was there. Sarver, at one point, you know, he found out, hey, this kid doesn't just play football, he plays baseball. He immediately asked him if he had any interest in playing point guard for the Suns, which I thought was very innovative. But then he also asked him, if he didn't want to play point guard, if he could at least sit in and help them pick their next head coach. So I give Sarver credit for being really thinking forward like that. As far as the interaction with Murray and Kingsbury, he seemed to like the cell phone breaks every 20 minutes. Really was pushing for it to be every 5 minutes, if at all possible. And I think maybe they could meet in the middle there. They caught him watching baseball a lot, which I think kind of worried the Cardinals. But other than that, I think today has gone pretty well.
I guess so. You've uncovered a lot of stuff, Luke.
It's pretty good.
Well, hockey season's over. I don't know what to do.
You're getting a lot done in the bushes there. Luke, thank you so much for checking in. We'll keep you employed on this pursuit. We'll check in again, maybe.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Luke Lipinski from the bushes.
That's pretty
wearing
good.
A visor
you must
and a,
be this tall
and a gray
to enter
wig.
The facility.